The use of artificial intelligence is on the rise, but is there a place for it in the music industry? Well, at the South by Southwest Conference and Festival in Texas last week, a new coalition was launched around music and AI. The music show's executive producer, C. Benedict, is here to tell you all about it. C, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
This coalition brings together organisations from music and other industries potentially impacted by AI. So what kind of AI are we starting to see enter the music world?
So AI in music is actually potentially a bit further behind than it's got in things like visual arts. I don't know, did you put a bunch of photos of yourself into an AI last year to put up some like AI portraits of yourself by any chance?
I resisted, but I saw the 3,000 other ones that everyone I know did. Yep.
Yeah. Or something like ChatGPT, which is, you know, not only creating text, but you can get it to, for example, like I did last week, get it to do a music show interview, but to the tune of West Side Story.
That's a good use of your time.
Yeah. It was off the clock. It's okay. But there have been pieces of music created whole cloth by AI. The best examples of that are probably AI emulating a Bach keyboard piece. That was quite a famous example a few years ago. And the reason that those work is because you just have so much data to work with, and there are some very like strict rules to the way that Bach wrote music. So an AI can read every single Bach keyboard piece and then go, okay, I understand what a Bach keyboard piece is, and spit something out that's pretty similar. It's harder to do that with pop music, but it now is entering production music. So that's the royalty-free music you hear on like a cheap YouTube ad or the background of podcasts, etc. And the current guidelines around that say that if AI generates a piece and then a human being alters it, then it is human work. It's subject to copyright. But if it's purely AI, then kind of it doesn't belong to anyone.
Should we be worried about it?
I don't know. I think that it has a potential to really enhance creativity in music creation, but it really depends on how it's used. And the campaign's aim here is to ensure that artificial intelligence, this is a quote, that their technologies are developed and used in ways that support human culture and artistry, not in ways that replace it or erode it. So, you know, they start by saying that there is a place for AI in music, that AI can be compared to, you know, a guitar pedal or a drum machine or digital editing software. The synthesizer did not put orchestras out of a job, even though it is a sort of emulation of an orchestra. The campaign says that some of the ways that AI can be used in the music industry, things like recommendation, so that's something like the Spotify algorithm, for payment systems, so that's like, you know, like Bandcamp support, things like that, and fan engagement, so we're talking about social media space, TikTok, etc. there.
Okay, let's move to Twitter. There's been a bit of noise about the White Stripes drummer Meg White. What's the drama there, and what interesting conversations is it leading to?
I think it's a bit of a storm and a teacup, but it is an interesting story because it, you know, it started with one guy. It's as these things often do, one tweet, a political reporter called Lachlan Marquet, who called Meg White a terrible drummer, Meg White of the White Stripes. I think this is a particularly absurd example of someone basically saying that, you know, she wasn't a good drummer. Imagine if the White Stripes had a great drummer, but she's 50% of the White Stripes.
Right. You know, that's a big amount of the White Stripes.
Yeah. And the conversation's really about artistry versus technical precision. And it's not new. You know, there's that old, probably apocryphal quote about Ringo not being even the best drummer in the Beatles. but the best quote, I think, came from Questlove, who's from The Roots. He said, actually, what's wrong with the music industry is people choking the life out of music like an Instagram filter, trying to reach a high of music perfection that doesn't even serve the song or the music. This is why I walk that Dilla path and play like a drunken, sloppy amateur, because the flaws is the human element of music, and that's what's missing.
Okay, we're going to play a song of the White Stripes where actually Meg's skills are on full display. Which one are we playing?
Well, I thought it's a little early in the morning for it, but we may as well hear Icky Thump.
Okay, let's wake people up. Thank you. That's Icky Thump by the White Stripes. You can hear, some serious drum work there. C. Benedict is the executive producer of the music show on RN, providing us all of the music information you need.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.